All right. Well, greetings in the name of the Most High. Not that it makes any difference, but probably if you were going to leave, you should have left here, you know, a long time ago, because now they've decided, because I guess Gates is upset, so he's calling for, according to sources, a permanent lockdown, permanent lockdown of the United States, and so it's my belief that, I don't know, they're spraying some new form of COVID that, you know, is to make sure that happens. We've been locked down forever, and, you know, we can't make money if we have no economy, and so that's what they're doing. I think Gates may be the most cruel individual that has ever breathed air, and I'm shocked that no one can do anything about anything. Obviously, the president just watches and is incapable of any kind of law and order or prosecution of justice. So, you know, we're kind of at the whim of Bill Gates, unfortunately, and Soros and the left of their riots and whatnot. And that's all to keep you in forever. And now, actually, I hate to even bring this up, but the order is evolving into kill them all, meaning the Americans. Okay, because apparently the Americans are too rebellious. So it's the same thing as you carry people off to the camps. But now it's like kill them all. Left, right, you know, it doesn't matter what political party. Just get rid of them and sweep the land clean for the replacement with the Chinese and others that will be obedient to Bill Gates. Now, why no one has volunteered to take him out, why he's walking around, I guess, why did Adolf Hitler rise to the power that, or Mussolini or any of these dictators rise to such power when it's just one man versus, you know, hundreds of millions of others that, you know, wanted freedom? And I wonder how people are doing without the freedom. You're doing okay without the freedom, because there's no way to make money if everything's locked down, then all the incomes and eventually the bankrupting, which is the whole point, is to bankrupt the dollar and to bankrupt everything before the election. But the plan is to keep it locked down after the election. Doesn't matter who wins. They're going to keep it like this indefinitely, okay? And even more strict. You know, i.e. a, you know, martial law, you're in your house, you come out of the house, we'll shoot you type of thing. Okay, so that's what they're getting ready to do because, and I'm not trying to put blame on anyone, but it's because there's been no response from the people. The people have just acquiesced, and so now they're going to take the next step. The only way to get your rights back or to go the other way would be to stand up to it. That would mean, you know what that means. In a war situation, right? And I'm just wondering, I don't see the cavalry coming. I don't see militias forming. I don't see any help from the U.S. military. It seems like they've all gone over, they're all traitors, right? They become Marxists, which is not America, that's being a traitor, right? Globalist Marxists. Trying to get a job in the globalist army. And the frustration is that they're, you know, and then here in New Mexico, people are too ignorant to even understand what the question would be. So they just, anyone that disagrees with them, they just call you a Trumpster. And then that sets you up to be shot in the head. Apparently today, if you're, even the word Trump or something can get someone actually killed. And I was just wondering if anybody wanted freedom, or are you just going to, because see, what they're going to do is they're going to go fast, and then they're going to get your children, and then they're going to get you. And you can try hiding in your houses, but I think at some point they're just going to overrun you, and, you know, that'll be the end of that. I guess they were set to, if we could just go back in history a little bit, they were set to let things kind of open up, and you know what I mean? And they figured they were going to blame Trump for the economy, but then the economy started roaring back, and then these rallies started happening. And then Gates was extremely offended, apparently, by the way he got treated on Instagram and the way he got run off with Marina Abramović, his high priest or whatever. And they both got run off of YouTube. And I was there for that. And so now they want to retaliate by killing every one of you. No, I'm serious now. I mean, the plan now is to kill every last one of you. The plan is not to corral you into re-education camps anymore. And meanwhile, we've got Trump going head-to-head with Xi. The real war, right? That's the real location of where this thing started with Fauci, Gates, Xi, and the UN, the WHO, and others involved in the attack on America. But we don't seem to be able to retaliate against the people that attacked us because the military is a traitor. They took an oath and they broke it. The U.S. military helped to spread the virus. And I'm sorry that, you know, to tell you that, but it's at this point we have to understand what's happening here. Therefore, you can't command the military to retaliate against any enemy because they are the enemy at this point. And Trump, I'm just going to say truth today. I know how ugly it is, but I'm just going to say it. So Trump is you know, leading the DHS instead of any military troops to try to put down the riots and so forth, and now shootings are beginning to happen. I was very amazed that somebody actually shot back at a protester that was armed with a rifle and killed him. I'm like, wow, what an amazing novel concept that is. The enemy comes with a rifle toward your car and in Austin, Texas, and I don't know all the details. I mean, they're probably going to arrest this guy and, you know, draw and quarter him. No, he's cooperating. Okay, he was defending himself. The guy's coming at him with a gun, so he shoots him and kills him. And now, of course, he's going to have to go through a long tribunal to get his rights back, right? In other words, he's cooperating with the police. But at least, he there was some sign of humanity there. You know, he defended himself. My God. I guess they've tried to breed that out of us, that you would defend your property, you defend your children, you defend your wife, defend your life. That concept, when I saw it on a war movie, on the Robert De Bruce movie that I saw, The Bruce, just a little movie. It wasn't any big deal. It's like a kind of like a TV movie. Not, I wouldn't say it was. I have no way of judging it. It worked for me. But the idea of defending home and hearth and fighting for freedom, it just. You know, I mean, I don't want to feel like it's crazy to fight for freedom. We would celebrate World War II fighting for freedom. And this guy, apparently, I mean, I don't know personally, but friends do. And apparently he's quite vocal about politics. The actor Angus McFadden, quite vocal, quite, you know, he's in the game, you know what I mean? He doesn't live here in the States, he doesn't live in Scotland, he lives somewhere out, I don't know, on an island or something. But anyway, you know, which is real basic. You know, your family, teach the kids how to use the bow and arrow and the knife, you know, and if whatever you have. And, you know, you practice because the enemy might come. And then you teach kids about, you know, about the world. And one day they might have to defend themselves or their homeland or their home. It's, freedom is not just a given thing. That if they take it, they're not going to give it back to you unless you fight for it. And it just seemed like that was a normal concept. That wasn't so outrageous. The way the American left, which is really the globalist, it's really the communist left, you know, tied in with the Chi-Com. In other words, if we had a war right now, the Democrats would be rooting for the Chinese to kill us. They want to kill us, the left. They want, and I'm not even on the left. I call myself an independent thinker, a libertarian, you know, bent. You know, I don't like foreign war. I liked when Trump was pulling all the troops out of the theater. He didn't get enough out, but he was you know, apparently pissed off the neocons greatly and the rhinos by pulling the troops out of the theater, because we're kind of based on war. You know, they all want war. You know, that like the Bushes and the McCains and all those kind of people, they all want war all the time. Romney, you know who they are. And Trump didn't want that, so that's where that split happened. That's where they turned on him, because he doesn't want constant war, but they have constituents like, you know, companies like Raytheon and Boeing and people like that that make war equipment. And, you know, in order to keep that going, we need a perpetual war. And the other part of that is when we take war away from the domestic, you see what happens here domestically. When there's no foreign war going on, it becomes a civil war automatically. We have to be at war with somebody. That's the fallen nature of man, correct? We got to find a way to war with somebody. So it's either going to be off American soil or here. And then, of course, you know, you have the people that own the world, Bill Gates and Soros and the Rothschilds and the, you know, the banking cartels and the multinational corporate combines and all those people that own everything, calling for the punishment of America, you know, to keep America, not Spain really, or, you know, Italy or France or UK or, you know, in Asia, Southeast Asia, any of that, but America only, to punish for what happened. Because apparently Gates is kind of slightly autistic. Well, you can tell he's like a little bit autistic, and he's also like a demon, you know, and he's offended that people would call him out on his scheme to use ID 2020, to use quantum dots developed at MIT to then take control of the consciousness of humanity and attach it to AI, thus ending humanity's existence as before God. And because he was criticized on that, he's very angry and he wants retaliation. Now, if the rioters were smart, because this is, since it's anti-human, I'm supposedly they're a human, they should, instead of attacking downtown Seattle, which obviously shows it's a fool's game, right? That they're not really serious. They should be attacking the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in Seattle and raising that to the ground. But of course they won't, because this whole thing is inside baseball. The riots are completely planned and fake. BLM is fake. Woke culture is fake. Cancel culture is fake. Baseball is fake. But they're all giving in. You see someone taking a knee, they're not taking a knee for equal rights or for black people or white people or anything else. They're taking it so that they can work, because they think that's how they can get in the club. They're selling out, obviously, just like they did when they took on, when they agreed with Satan. It's the same thing. Then they want us to pay for them to denigrate our consciousness with this idea of selling out is good, right? Because if they stood on moral principle, they wouldn't, you know, you just say, well, I'm not taking a knee to, if I'm a, I believe in God, I'll just take a knee to God, and that'll be that. But if you do that, then you're going to be kicked out. So they're going to do it. And they're all going to do it. Because they all went to the devil when I was in high school. They all went. They all took the oath to Satan. All. Every last one. And the ones that didn't, they wound up dead. So they don't want that. So they're gonna go along. Every athlete will go along eventually. Just like Gates says, no one left behind. No one. He's going to stick everybody with that quantum dot thing, with that mark of the beast. 7 billion people, he says. And until they're all vaccinated and part of the program, that every year you're going to have to renew it, and every year they'll control all your thoughts, until they're made compliant, we're going to keep them locked down. And hopefully starving pretty soon, you know, when the food banks run out and the food lines are going to begin pretty soon. The suicides are going out of control. They're going to go skyrocketing because people in America won't defend themselves. They're going to lay down and offer their necks to the attacker, to the wolves. The idea of fighting off an enemy, foreign or domestic, to take care of your home and your family, it's an ancient concept. The idea of getting rid of the family is a satanic concept, because it's the policy there is called